Hallelujah. Isn't it good? You know he is. He won't be any more your father when you get there than he is now. He won't be any more your father. So if I was you, I wouldn't wait till I got there to approach him. In fact, he's so desirous. I think I created a word there. It's okay. I'm a new creation. It's legal. Desirous. He's desirous to do things for you. More than you want him to. That makes a guy think, how does faith work? In the garden, when they hid, he said, did you eat off the tree? And first thing Adam did when he asked him is he framed Eve. That woman, you have you ever noticed with some people, it's never their fault. So he says, he goes to Eve, you know. Says, you ate off the tree? She said, you put the snake in the garden. I didn't. You know. So then he turns to the devil. He says, okay. And boy, when he was done with him, he said, you'll eat the dust of the earth. In other words, yeah, if you think that, you know, a talking snake was balancing himself on his tail going high, it's a little bit different than that. He is reduced to, he can't go up and throw you off a cliff. He's just reduced to try to talk you into jumping off. So he wasn't finished with him then. He said he prophesied 4,000 years into the future. He said, born of a woman will be the seed. It'll bruise your head. And then I'll put enmity between you. Meaning, that would be the first man born on this planet with a nature like God's that's in conflict with the nature that we have. So he says, he's going to bruise your head. He's going to deliver you. Death blow is going to destroy your hold over death. That's what he's going to do. So after he prophesied, 4,000 years into the future. Up until that time, he couldn't do anything for them. And when he prophesied Jesus would be born, then he turned around and killed two animals. And boy, when that first drop of blood shed as a type of Jesus' blood, then he clothed them with the type of righteousness which was their skins, and that released God to begin to move for them. He loved us enough to reach 4,000 years into the future to prophesy that he would come just so he could begin to move. I would say that the first, second, third step, I would say what he did, that he really wants to move for you. I mean, he prophesied that far ahead, shed the blood of that first animal as a type, then clothe them in a type of righteousness, I would say, now that you're really clothed in him and have a new nature, I would say there's nothing impossible to you. Yeah. The biggest problem with our faith is we're unable almost to believe what he said, and particularly about you in his word. Now, he wasn't talking to himself when he says, the works I do, you'll do also. Was he? Or was he talking to himself when he says, and nothing shall be impossible to who? I don't think he was talking to himself then either. Say, why would he say things like that if they were not possible? See, well, I'll try with my head. You know, I'm going to believe this. I try with my works. I'll do more than. Then I started praying in tongues. Isn't it something that he had to take our prayer totally away from us to get it right? Awesome. Then God had to say this, and now I can safely say you will be edified. So here we are now. I would venture to say we have a written copy of the chosen letters and books from Biblica, from the arsenal where they kept all the letters that was wrote and compiled and took the 66 that they put together. You've got a copy of them. Probably in your lap somewhere. I mean, not only do we got what they considered pertinent, the wise that prayed and knew their history and the prophets, and they chose these books of truth, and I got a copy. We live in an age when I have a copy. Well, I don't know how to turn a computer on. But I can read. I've got a copy. But I have more than that. I have the teacher who wrote it. Well, who do you have that's so important praying for you? Somebody. It loves me more than you can know, and knows my future, and knows how to pray for me that'll bring the kind of change that I want. Well, after years and years of praying, falling out, that part I didn't preach very much about. Of course, there wouldn't be anybody in here that would understand. Falling out of prayer, crawling back in, falling out again, crawling back in again, falling out, back in, back out in. Finally, you get to a place where something rather exciting takes place, so you go, whoa, I'm not going to ever fall out again, so you fall out less. I do not see a guiltless face in here. No testimonies here, huh? First time I've ever had everybody look away. Guilty? Sound like some kind of jury. But guilty. But guess what? When you do start back, he repairs stuff, brings you up to par, puts it back together, and starts in again. And you know where it's going to deliver you? Now, let's just think. God, all-powerful, man, he doesn't create the universe. Give us a free will, and we fell with it. Paid a horrible price to get us back. We don't know how many universes he created. The angels, their judgment is the same time ours is. That their final judgment is when our final judgment. So they were probably created to serve our creation before we had a planet or anything. Boy, their judgment and it's the same time ours is at the end. So, sure, he created everything. Yeah, he's God. He's all powerful. Yeah. But what is he? What is he? Yeah? God is. Love. You're scaring me now. Come on. What is he? And what kind of nature did you get? His? Then if he's, what are you, a popsicle? Where would the Holy Spirit be hurting me? What, because he's love, which gentle direction is he pushing me? Why did he take my understanding and provide a whole language of prayer that could get me to a place of edification? What does he want me to come like? Who would he be afraid to give power to that raised the dead and empty the hospitals with the children in them? Who would qualify to walk that way? Somebody that hated? Who could he give this to? Huh? And if he could, who'd be strong enough to push their way into it? What are you? What are we? Are we a wimp or are we a new creation? Oh, come on. What are we going to do? We're going to sing our songs on it. Get our little message ready every Sunday and Wednesday. What are we going to do? So what are we going to do? Leave our city the way we found it? If you're really, I mean really, I mean really, found something you could do that is absolutely 1,000% directed in the right direction. They carried at all time thousands a year guarantee that it would take you from where you are to where he is. That you had a guarantee that his genuine mind would be prayed for you, and that you could be guaranteed change. That it would be God moving the problems out of the way so they couldn't outlast you. And if he was going to make something out of you, what would it be? Hate? Failure? Unforgiveness? A rascal? What would he be making out of you? Where would you be heading? Two kinds of people on this planet, those who are born again, those who are not. And the only ones he has to reach the ones who are not is with the ones who are. You think it messed this town up? You know, if Jesus got the closest children's hospital and emptied it, I mean, thousands walked hundreds of miles to get to his meetings. You think he'd mess a place like this up? But let me ask you this. Do you think something like that's achievable? And if everybody's not going to do it, why don't you? Sing me a song. I have to worship him a minute. I can't stand it. Okay, oh, come on. You mean, if you learned how, I mean, if the Holy Spirit was to deliver you to a no-so, then I know how. If it's the love that never fails, if it's the love that casts out fear, I don't have to pray to that hospital. I'm not afraid of the plague that's in it, nor the diseases. Why? Because I know somebody well enough that he cast all that fear out. And it never fails. Never. So wait a minute. What are you telling me? I'm telling you that in your edification that he's going to put you on a road that'll cause you to be able to deliberately open a conduit for the love of God to flow from his heart to yours till you're full. What did he say? All things are possible to who? You mean you think you can look at somebody that can't walk with his love and leave them the same? I don't think so. We're just scared. As we're sense-governed creatures, we don't know how to penetrate that world hardly, much less the love that's in it. So what did he do? He bridged the gap. He stepped from his world into our spirit, just even for the sake of prayer. And you're going to tell me we're going to be the same every Sunday? Come on. I don't think so. I
so.
Is it within reach? Ask the 12. They'll tell you. And it said, and they were healed. Everyone. Yeah, but Jesus. No. No, this was the apostles. Why go to a cross and die and provide righteousness and a new nature and die of every disease that will ever be made known to mankind in your place? Why would he do that and not make the path to the cross, to the miracle, as sovereign, as final, that you put one foot in front of the other until you get there? Why even bother to do it if there's not a sovereign path to it? Why bother with the cross if the path to the miracle isn't as final, sovereign, and attainable as the cross itself? It is. Or do you think he loves you more than you? You more than maybe you? More than them? Him? You? Is there anybody we can pick out in here that he loves more? No. He's incapable of loving. When you were lost in your sin, he came where you were, died there, to bring you where he is. There's no mess that you can get into. What did he do to the prodigal son? He met him coming back. He ran out where he was. You think that he won't come where you're at and take you by the hand? What? You think he loved the Apostle Paul more than you? Yannicka, he can't. He can't. He loves me. He loves you. He can't love you anymore. He's maxed. It happened at the cross. But you can love him more. He can't love you anymore. He's maxed. But you can love him. I have a feeling that you're going to.
Hallelujah.
I will. Better watch this woman. Better get a good look at her now. Someday there might be thousands of people in front of you jamming the path.
Trying to...
I don't know if he is able to come over here. Is he? That's okay if he can. He just really done something great for you. because your heart got turned loose on you there for a period of time. I mean, it got free, because it did. Some things were destroyed. And these things that were destroyed was trying to keep you from going to the next place in God. And then since they can't do that anymore, that means you're going there. Something has happened. For most stand off and watch me from a distance. And some will come close to taste to see that I'm good. But most stop in the realms of my relationship with them where it serves them. That's not the way I ordained it. No, that's not the way I ordained it. I said, no, that's not the way that I ordained it. You will see when the love that's in you reaches for him who is lost. This is when you'll begin to see my love peak. For it is my desire that none should be lost. What could I say? Oh yeah, we know that people already are. But it never was his will. And it isn't from now on out either. Even when he was blessing people, most climbed to a certain place in the blessing and then stopped and started receiving it for themselves. Thank you. He said that I forget not to make my point. Through much of that, I was prophesying. It wasn't me. So that I do not forget to finalize the point. The place that he's bringing us, you. And one of the most powerful places in him is what he is. And he is a love. And as sure as there's a cross, there's a path. And although I don't know all of it, but this part I do know, which is in the tongues, that the private worship, and we only call it that, is because you do it if anybody's around or not. What most and everyone are really looking for when they do turn their face towards God is more and more of the love of God, but most don't know it en route because they're looking for the power and preferably things that would make my ministry more mighty than yours, not laying down in a mud puddle and letting you walk on me. That is not on the list. Or you will chance slapping me to see if I'll slap you back or take my stuff. We don't look at that as greatness, nor do we look at that as an inroad to God. You know what Jesus says? That man that builds that house on these sayings, come on flood. Beat on the house. Come on rise. Take your best shot. I'll be here when you're done. So, what are these verses that we're looking for? All things are possible to him that believeth. You can say to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. But that mountain is usually the part in you that don't want to change. What great... And nothing shall be impossible to you. You can say to that mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. And it should obey you. Oh, we really like those kinds of verses. We really like them. But what really gets you there? Would you handle or mishandle power like that? What would you do with it? Five thousand years from now, there won't be a piece of element, not one compound structure. There won't be one atom. Everything is going to pass with the fervent heat and a great noise. He'll empty the earth out. It's the great white throne judgment. Bad and good. Everybody will be there. When everybody's at the great white throne judgment, he looks across the universe. He just... And it flees from his face. It's gone. We'll get a new heaven, new earth probably. Something that'll be highly compatible with the glorified bodies we'll receive. But everything you see, every compound, every atom, there won't be nothing left. You'll be the only thing left. Well, you're going to do your damage. You make hell pay because you believe that now. What else do we have? I'm not going to go to church every Sunday and sit there and smile and be nice. I could make it to heaven. I'm going to take something that he's got. Something he's gave to us. And I'm going to do something with it. See, I know to a degree, I haven't finished yet, but I know that praying in tongues delivered me to a private worship. It took a good while for me to break into it. Some people are faster. This I know. That delivered me to a level of power and of love that the language failed me yet to explain exactly what it's like. But at this point, I can tell you that if the praying delivers you to the same thing, then you're going to find out also that you can't go into a closet and close the door and worship if you 2 or 3 hours. I don't know. You put a beginning time to it. Hour, two, three a day. you will stay the same. You won't. You won't. You won't. You know what some of the feelings are that go with it? My peace I give unto you. You lose fear. Well, no, there's some other good feelings. When you break into it, maintain it, you don't feel lack. But this is coming up, this big. You don't feel the lack. Replaced by something which is somebody who does something about it. After all, didn't he promise you that? Now you tell me, you think we get basic when we teach? You think we get basic? How's this? Jesus walks up. Consider the lilies of the field. They're beautiful. They don't sow, they don't reap. Look how beautiful they are. Did you see that little bird that flew over? He doesn't worry about anything. Your father feeds him. Look at this lily. It put Solomon to shame for his contrast and beauty. Look at it. Whoops, there goes another little bird. You think he's hungry? I don't think so. He says, now look at this. Tomorrow a woman might be baking her bread using those lilies, which is here today and gone tomorrow. How is it that you have no faith? How basic do you want to get? He says, come on. Could you kind of consider believing that you're worth much more than many sparrows? Could you consider that? How do we bridge that? Here, where it happened. If you really knew you could have it, you'd go after it, wouldn't you? Well, let me ask you, how many is going to worship God possibly a little bit more than you used to? Oh, hallelujah. I can ask you, how many of you are possibly going to pray in tongues just a little bit more than you used to? Oh, yeah.